From Music Row in Nashville comes the show for caregivers, hosted by a caregiver bringing 3 decades of experience to help you stay strong. I'm Peter Rosenberger, and I am drawing on a lifetime of experience to offer a lifeline of help to my fellow caregivers. Why am I doing this? Is it to help you learn how to better care for someone else? No. That's important, but that's not why I'm doing this show. It's to help you care for you. You're putting yourself between disaster and a loved one every single day. Who's helping you? I am. And that's why we're doing this show. And I want to give you the tools that you can identify what help looks like. I want to give you the encouragement to ask for and receive that help. And for those of you who are not a caregiver, well, hang on. Because if you love somebody, you're going to be one. If you live long enough, you're going to need one. And there are a lot of people out there looking at caregivers, and they're looking at the person pushing the wheelchair. They're looking at the person standing in the hospital room in the corner there. And they don't know what to say to them. They don't know how to help them. I'm going to give you the vocabulary, and I'm going to give you the practical tips of what helping someone who help looks like. I'm glad you're on the show with us today. I'm glad you're here. And with me ever in the booth is himself, the man. You know him as the Baron of the Board. You know him as the Ayatollah of audio. You may even know him as the Grandmaster of Groove. But he is the Count of Mighty Disco. Welcome, oh, Josh.
Yeah, Peter. Thank you so much for that grand intro. I really appreciate it. That grand and groovy intro.
The Count of Mighty Disco. And that's part of what we do here. We play great music. We give practical tips. We're going to help you physically, fiscally. That's financially for those of you in McDuncan.
You like picking on McDuncan.
I do like picking on McDuncan. Emotionally and spiritually, we're going to be able to cross all these things that caregivers need professionally. You know, how important is it for you to hold down a job as a caregiver?
I'd say it's pretty important.
You know, and if you say, well, I ain't got time to do all that, Peter. Okay, fine. You go ahead and not listen to the show. Don't get involved. Just tell me who's next in line to take care of your loved one. I'll talk to them. Oh, wait a minute. There is no one. You're it. Well, then you might want to stay around and listen a little bit to what we got to say, because you are the only person between disaster and that loved one. Who's going to take care of them if something happens to you? Are you assuming that you're going to outlive them? Are you assuming that somehow just because they're elderly or disabled or chronically ill that they're going to go before you do? Are you assuming that nothing's going to happen to you, that you're not going to have some kind of illness yourself or an injury? That's a mighty expensive assumption, and I don't recommend it. Now, you're welcome to do what you want to do, but I'm drawing on 3 decades of this. And I want to equip you with what it looks like for you to stay healthy, what that path looks like for you to stay calmer, for you to learn how to respond instead of react. Do you realize that you can look at grim situations and you don't have to be grim? You can look at harsh things and you don't have to be harsh? That's what we're doing here. And John's going to play some great music. He always is thematically just right on the money. And then we're going to be able to offer you all kinds of – we got great guests that come on. You could come on the show. You could call in right now, 800-688-9522, 1-800-688-9522. From around the country, wherever you're listening, we have listeners literally from coast to coast.
I'll pick up the phone.
Through iHeart. John will pick up the phone. Yeah. He's been known to answer the phone.
Absolutely.
You could speak to himself. How would you like to speak to the Count of Mighty Disco right this very moment?
You could be hearing this voice in your telephone headset right now.
And no extra charge. How do we do it? Volume. That's the key.
That's so fantastic.
Listen, we're having a great time. We've got a great show to hear. A lot of things on the docket today. I want to also talk about Standing with Hope, which is the presenting sponsor of this show. Standing with Hope is the organization my wife and I founded. Our main program area is the prosthetic limb outreach in West Africa. We've been putting legs on amputees for over 10 years over there. We teach and equip local workers how to do this. And I recruit all types of folks to go with me over there, prosthetists, physical therapists, and so forth. And we go over there and we teach them how to do this for their own people. You see, if I put a leg on somebody, yeah, they're going to walk. But if I teach and equip a man how to make legs, hundreds are going to walk. And if I do both while sharing the gospel, then they're going to be standing with hope. And that's what we do. And we're going to be going over to Africa here in August. We've got a trip coming up, and I'm very excited about it. I'll be leading a team over there. And, John, you going to do the show while I'm
Yeah, I'll take care of it. No, let's call Grayson.
We'll call Grayson. Our son Grayson. Yeah. He'll come over and do the show, and then I'll call in to the show live from Ghana.
Oh, there you go.
Which is kind of cool because we can listen to it on iHeart in Ghana.
Absolutely. And it's amazing what you can do. Like you said, you have that prosthetic limb outreach, and you teleconference into them all the time. This is a bit of telemedicine.
We video conference and see patients and so forth on a pretty regular basis. I think weekly we talk. And it's just very cool. I was able to talk to a patient the other day, and then also I got another patient I'm working with in Moscow.
Oh, there you go. I didn't know about this.
Well, it's kind of an odd thing here, but he's a medical student from Mali.
Okay.
And I think that's in Central Africa.
Yes, it is.
And he's an above knee limb, and he's a doctor. But he was having to do all his rounds, and he couldn't afford to get a limb. And I said, well, do you have anybody there that can help you adjust this, align it, and make the socket for you and all that stuff? And he did. So we were able to send over the parts and stuff to keep the cost down. So he was able to do that, and wear a very good leg. And so,
yeah, because above-the-knee amputations, for those of you that don't know, it's a very difficult thing.
Very difficult thing to do. And one of the things we're going to do while we're over in Africa this summer is deal with a young girl who was a hip disarticulation. She didn't even have a hip. We had to build the whole thing for her. She was born this way. With your help, we can make her walk. And you can go to standingwithhope.com if you want to be a part of that and help send these prosthetists over there. They raise their money to go, and it's all volunteer, and it's a great gift. Standingwithhope.com. All right, moving on here. That's one of the big programs we do at Standing with Hope. The other one is through this caregiver outreach, through this show and through speaking and so forth in the books. And my book is Hope for the Caregiver.
I was going to say, plug your own book there, bud.
Well, I'm proud of this book, and we're doing quite well. We're going to another edition of printing, which is kind of cool. We've sold through all the ones that were printed before. That's very cool.
Right on.
My publisher is very happy. They're not throwing produce at me or writing nasty notes.
They're returning your calls?
They return my calls.
How interesting.
Which is
I don't return your calls.
Which puts them in a very rare group of people. So, but I always like to do this on the book drop the needle. So I will look. There is no coordination whatsoever between John and I on this show. I mean, we are not coordinated in any way, fashion, form.
Not for lack of trying.
Yeah, well, it's pretty sad actually if you look at it. But I tell readers, and you can do this as well. Pick a number between 20 and 220. You get the forward and the introduction and so forth. So I will start with page 20 and 220. Pick a number.
Oh, okay. So I will go with
47. 47.
There you go.
You can
I think 47 is a prime number.
47 is indeed a prime number.
There you go. Glad you did the math on that very quickly. That's good.
I did. Bless my heart. that's that McDuncan education coming out of it. I tell folks that you could throw this book up in the air, and whatever page it lands on, there'll be something for you as a caregiver right that moment. This is not 8 steps towards being a healthy this and this and this and this.
This is not a book you read from beginning to end.
Yeah, it's not a program. You pick it up. I know how busy your life is as a caregiver. I wrote this for you. I wrote this for myself.
I was going to say, because why don't you have a 6-week program to help teach somebody how to be a caregiver?
Because
Peter. You
don't need a 6-week program to be a caregiver. You need a 6-second program. You don't have time for that as a caregiver. You're so busy doing so many different things. I know the stress that's on caregivers. I have forgotten more things about being a caregiver than most people will ever learn. And I've been dealing with this so long. And I set out to write a book that would be very easy, practical, a friend that you can turn to immediately in the middle of the night when you're having that meltdown, that kind of stuff. That's what I do here with the podcast of this show, with the book and everything else. So page 47, John, the Count of Mighty Disco, has indeed picked out a number. Page 47, chapter 6, Don't Believe Everything You Think.
I like that one just in general.
Just because you're worried about it doesn't mean it's actually going to happen. We have enough to consider for today. When our fears tempt us to indulge in the pain of things that may not even come to pass, we fight back by avoiding living in the wreckage of our future.
I like that last quote, but I want to point out something else. Indulging in fear. It is a pitfall.